The star of this video is Max, a 12-year-old cat who likes Roombas. And he lives with his family outside of Houston, Texas. That's okay, that's fine. So if you want to see it at home, you can just Google it, cat on a Roomba in a shark costume. You'll get there really quickly because there are over 10.5 million views of that video. And it's pretty entertaining, but I hate to tell you, it's time now to stop the entertainment and get back to our regularly scheduled worship service here at Wildwood Presbyterian Church. Let's do that by hearing the word of God as it comes to us from Philippians 2, verses 1 through 11. Hear now the word of God. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing of the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, that so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us with your presence, and may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, today is the last Sunday of our sermon series, Mission from God, the Great Ends of the Church. Now, again, these church goals were written over 100 years ago, back in the day when there were no Roombas for cats to ride. And our last great end or goal is the exhibition of the kingdom of heaven to the world. Theologian Joe Small says this is the summary of the previous five goals, in that if we don't manifest to the world what we believe, we've kind of missed the point, haven't we? Well, the term kingdom of heaven is used exclusively in Matthew and can be interchangeable for the more commonly used kingdom of God. Still, the language is a bit antiquated. So to modernize it, to put it simply, it means that our church is to reflect Jesus Christ. We are to mirror our Lord to the world. And some great verses to help us do this are the ones we heard in Philippians 2. Now, these verses are really a hymn of joy, a hymn of joy. So what better way to conclude this sermon series than with a hymn of joy? And some scholars say that these verses show Paul, hard-boiled Paul, at his most affectionate. You know, Paul, who, before he became a Christian, said to all the Christians, off with your heads. And then I think once he became a Christian, it was sort of like he beat the non-Christians over their heads, said, come on, come to Jesus Christ. I mean, this is hard-boiled, rough-and-tumbled Paul. And this showed him at his most loving. And what's interesting is that these verses were written while Paul was imprisoned and awaiting execution. So he was imprisoned, yet joyful. Paul writes the church, encouraging us with specifics on how to mirror Jesus Christ. Now, when I read these verses from the NRSV, I started with the word if. But some scholars said we could use what is known in English today as the word since, which would generally translate as since we are consoled, saved by Christ's love, let us love others. Since we have experienced the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, let us encourage others. Since Christ has demonstrated compassion and sympathy for us, let us do the same for others. And of course, since Jesus humbled himself all the way to that painful and degrading cross, who are we to be arrogant to others? No, let us likewise be humble. That's how we are called to reflect Jesus Christ. Love and encourage, demonstrate compassion and humility. But I have to admit, I wrote the bulk of this on Monday. And what was all the news about Monday? The government was shut down. No one wanted to talk to anyone else. And it looked like we're all about ready to tumble over the cliff. I really wasn't sending much love and compassion to D.C. And I got to tell you, I wasn't feeling much encouragement and humility coming from them, that's for sure. So how very frustrating that whole shutdown, that whole episode was. And I know many of you have really big stories, major, were seriously affected by the shutdown. And I just have one little story, but it does highlight my frustration. I belong to the Civil Air Patrol, which is federally funded. We are the auxiliary of the United States Air Force, and the government pays for our planes and our vehicles and our radios and things like that. And among the things we do are search and rescue and disaster relief. In fact, we are in charge of about 90% of Americans' inland search and rescue. Not me, I bring the donuts, but other people, you know, they go out and do the hard work, I eat donuts. But early in the shutdown, there was a missing person down in downstate Illinois, and someone in the family asked someone in Civil Air Patrol to help find their family member, and the government told the Civil Air Patrol, no, you can't do it. You're not allowed. We're not allowed to use any of our resources. We even can't communicate to each other as Civil Air Patrol. We were told to stand down, even though we are all volunteers who wanted to help. So it sometimes seems that no matter how hard we try or how good our intentions, we just can't make a difference. We can't do the good we want to do. We try, but the powers that be tell us, stand down. And sometimes it feels like we're just chopped off at our knees. And the Bible tells us to love, encourage, have compassion and humility. But really, what we want is power. The power to stand up rather than stand down. The power to make a difference in our world. Well, I read a speech given to the Air University, and yes, there is a place where all the leaders in military, aviation military, and civilian aeronautics go to study and learn. And this speech was given in the 1950s by the man who, among other things, founded the Civil Air Patrol, which is why I have a copy of the speech. And he was talking to the preeminent leaders and the future leaders of the United States Air Force, as well as civilian aviation and aerospace leaders. And I want you to consider the time. We had won the World War, but we were embroiled in the Cold War. We were entering the space race to create a global arsenal and defense from satellite technology. And this was back 60 years ago when these leaders, these people who listened to the speech that day, were vacillating between the nightmare of total nuclear annihilation and the dream, the vision, the possibility of satellite technology, which could bring us things like the internet and cell phones. So in this precarious time, they asked this man to be their keynote speaker to guide them. And what did he say? He said, "I get letters all the time from various mayors of communities asking who the new base commander will be for the Air Force. I get questions from officials asking about who should lead. And none of them ask about your technical ability or how good a pilot you are, but they ask about your stature as a human being." And he went on to say that the only failure of our nation's greatest goals, greatest values, will not come in the scientific realm. They will not be destroyed by bombs. The only way our nation can lose its values is when individuals fail to live in justice, dignity, and faith. And remember, this was not a church group. He ended his speech to these military and civilian leaders saying, "Think of your own stature, who you are, what you represent, for your stature is the hope of the world. More so than technology." You know, we may feel powerless. We may think our times are bleak. We may believe we can't do enough. But when we reflect Jesus Christ, we, all of us, can be the hope of the world. When we exhibit the kingdom of heaven, we do make a difference. What kind of difference? The difference between a full belly and an empty belly in someone who's hungry. The difference between dignity and shame for those who've lost their worldly possessions or their home. When we demonstrate love and encouragement, compassion and humility, we are the difference between hope and despair with our fellow church members. After all, you heard how many prayer concerns there were, because people know our prayers make a difference. But we make a difference even beyond this church, as a church, to our community and to all those lives we touch. We may not have the power to open and shut the government, but by the grace of Jesus Christ, we have the power to open hearts and minds to something which is far greater, far more substantial than anything which our government can offer: the power of the kingdom, the hope of the world, Jesus Christ. Well, I started this time showing a cat on a Roomba clip. And it was pretty cute. Again, you can go home and Google it. It's pretty funny. But really? Really? Who cares if a cat can ride a Roomba in a shark costume? Who cares? What difference does it make? And that's the distinction between a cat on a Roomba and Wildwood Presbyterian Church. We make a difference. So I opened this sermon showing something cute, but I'm going to close this showing you something else. Not another cute YouTube clip, no. It's got power, but it's not a picture of either cutting-edge technology, nor is it a picture of the Capitol building. It's a reflection of Jesus Christ. And in this reflection is the power. This is the power of Christ's love. This is the power of the Spirit's encouragement. And this is the power of compassion in our world. And look at you guys. You are as cute as a cat on a Roomba. Yep. And you also have more power than a cat on a Roomba because you come to church and you reflect Jesus Christ in all you do. And why do we do this? Because the great ends of the church tell us to? Nah, there's another even greater reason. And it came from our scripture lesson this morning. We reflect Jesus Christ. So at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. And continuing to reflect Jesus Christ, now let us give of our morning offering.